My featured guest today, Arch Crawford, combines technical analysis, finds patterns that others miss. Arch Crawford has been doing this at Crawford Perspectives for over 40 years. Welcome, Arch Crawford.
Well, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, in 2 days, it'll be 41.
41 years. Incredible. You know, in previous discussions, you have talked about Al Bielek. You actually attended one of his sermons.
At a psychotronics group in New York City, when he and the other fellow who survived came to that meeting that I was speaking. Didn't remember that when he came and stayed with a friend of mine. I didn't remember it until later that I had already met him. He knew my friend here.
The reason I ask is that it would further corroborate his difficult-to-comprehend stories. The Philadelphia Experiment, that's right. So it must have been the USS Philadelphia Destroyer. He actually started to delve into MKUltra, you know, Mind Control, Project Monarch, Project Artichoke, Project Paperclip.
I'll tell you a bit more about what he said. He was working in the highest levels of the government, mathematics and physics, and that he saw three different alien species working in the same place much later.
Okay, because they say, all right, Arch, tell us what you see in the market.
Well, they're breaking down right now in the last hour. Short term, I was looking for a low, well, June 1st, Friday, open strong week in the afternoon, May 28, 29, which is another week. Sun-Mars-Pluto combination in declination, likely hostile, possibly explosive, plus the full moon. Watch out for this day. I think it's the 29th, the 28th and 29th. June 6th, well, I would like to say the June 6th, it says, I see, a really mean day, hostility, death, Sun-Moon-Mercury-Uranus-Neptune combination. And what I found is that the more planets involved in a combination, the more powerful and more exacting is it. So that's June 6th. Devastating news into option expiration June 14th, 15th. 33rd is honorary, and they have to, that they invite you in their offices in Washington. And I think if there's anything about controlling politics, it's from the 33rd degree, and it's, I've met close to, I don't know, I was going around with the, my master was the district deputy grand master of a district in New York, and I went around with him, and I met maybe close to 1,000 Masons, and if any of them knew underhanded things that are claimed by some people, I would have only met 2 or 3 who might even have known that, but we didn't discuss it.
There's a lot of misinformation out there.
The Masons are on the regular level of the lodge, and even the state organizations are very fine and very philosophical and very uplifting. The other most important date I have is for a low in the metals and inflation hedges generally on the 25th, which is this coming Friday from when we're recording this. There's a Jupiter trine to Neptune. When we had one in 2001, my newsletter went long on gold, and it was like 248 or 252, around in the 250 area. And I held it for several years, most of the time for the next several years while it went up and up and up and up. That was the waxing trine, however, and this one is the waning trine. But I expect the same thing to happen on at least the short term and maybe the long term, maybe not. But I'm a buyer of the metals and maybe even Bitcoin and any kind of hedge to the normal situations as of the 25th.
Given the dollar strength, we've had, what, 3 or 4 explosive weeks in the U.S. dollar in close to a month of upward strength. Can you resolve that divergence?
Well, specifically on the dollar index, rallied from 89 to 94, and its momentum has been slipping in the last week and a half to the point where a MACD sell was rendered about 5 or 6 trading days ago, although the price has continued higher. Those signals are often early. It just means that the momentum is slowing on the MACD. So I would say yesterday's action had a new high in the dollar index and came back and closed lower, which means that may be the technical sell signal. 350, which is just a bit under the high of 90, almost 94, I think it's 93.65 was the high.
You know, the U.S. equities rally has to be still one of the most hated and disbelieved. In fact, if we look at the market data, the almanac, I mean, this is one of the longest continuous rallies in U.S. stock market history, over 120 years.
There's another way to look at things right now, and that is that this has been the longest period of time where we have not made a new high since 09. The high was, of course, late January, the 26th, I believe. The SPX, the DJI, the NDX, the major indices.
You know, one of our guests, Martin Armstrong of the Forecaster, he has been one of the few to remain very bullish for very different reasons than a lot of our guests. He's cited capital flows, funds into the United States.
The tax change that Trump put through, very, very positive for corporations and for bringing money back here. And that may be why we had such a rally in the dollar index.
And you're not terribly perturbed by potential trade war as well as the continuing saga there between North Korea and the West?
Well, we don't know how that's going to work out. It goes back and forth, and I don't think it's going to be meaningful in terms of the market.
Do you see any signs that would cause you to feel that there might be something ominous for the United States or for the financial markets?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You mentioned Saturn. Well, Saturn is coming up to Pluto, January 2000. Depression kinds of periods in the past. The chart of the United States in a very long time, I don't really do charts of individual people and things very often. I usually look at the transiting aspects in the sky and where they have important degrees in a map of the world. I would say right now I'm concerned about the Ring of Fire.
Exactly right. Kilauea, Hawaii, there's been quite a volcanic eruption, unlike we've seen since, I think you'd say, 65. So far, there hasn't been any loss of life, but an awful lot of loss of homes, more expected.
Well, some of the scientists are worried about California. There have been increase in the smaller earthquakes there. But I don't know. I have not looked into detail on that, and I don't know if it's enough to be seriously worried or just they're saying that they think California might be next.
There was another article. Seismologists and geologists had identified disturbingly high levels of seismic activity in Yellowstone National Park. And there's the big Calderon, I believe they call it.
There have been unusual goings on there. I have not followed the ones lately, but they're not that far from California. They're not really mid-country. Mid-country ones are along the Mississippi.
Madras Fault, the Mississippi, actually ran upriver for quite some time. As I understood, it leveled many cities along that fault. But there weren't many major cities like the San Francisco quake, and I think because it was so long ago before...
Solar storms, they had the telegraph, and it was setting fire to things at the end of the, you know, where it goes, did starting fires. But that was September of 1859, I think.
Anything you'd like to leave with the listeners on the general markets? You know, to make people's portfolios a little happier.
Well, I'm still concerned about the long term. I mean, we've been going up a very long time. And I agree with Martin that the money is pouring back here right now, and I don't know how long that will last, if it'll be all over in a few weeks or if it'll last 5 years.
So you think this might strike like lightning in the night?
Well, I'm very concerned about next year in 2020, about long-term bottoms in the market in 2020, 2021.
It's close to coinciding with Bitcoin billionaire and Silicon Valley venture wizard. He is looking for Bitcoin 250,000 by 2022, and he called the 10,000 Bitcoin from 500. He expects it to be the future, period.
We shall see. I didn't start really following it closely until November, December. And I said, in December, there are a couple of dates, the 2nd and the 17th, that look for highs in all kinds of different markets, whether you're doing stock, individual stocks or stock groups or bonds or currencies or commodities. But that those two dates were indicative of short-term tops in various markets. The 17th was, I didn't realize it was on a Sunday when I wrote it. That Sunday was the exact top in Bitcoin.
With any bubble, think back to the tulip mania, think back to the dot-com days. It's in the mystery that perpetuates the bubble. I mean, the blockchain is here to stay. It's going to change the world. Does it go to 100 or 200,000 or even a million before it pops? Do you want to tell people more, please, about Crawford Perspective?
41st year, 2 days from this recording, we have some of the best records in the business, being number one market timer for several different periods since we've been publishing. And to reach it, it's crawfordperspectives@earthlink.net, or just Google Arch Crawford. That'll be the first or second one to come up is the website. And you can sign up on the website, or you can call the office. We like you to send a check. And that's Crawford Perspectives. That's the email. And the phone number is 520-577-1158.
All right, Arch, we appreciate your thoughts.
Thank you very much.